At what age will Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam commence his struggle? Our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals in the Hadith that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will begin his work aimed at establishing the dominion of Islamic moral values at the age of 30 to 40. He will be sent when he is between 30 and 40 years old. Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam is one of my children. He is around 40. The places where Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will wage his struggle. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhis-salam Istanbul period. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "A man of the people of Medina, a great city, will come to Mecca. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Six things will happen to this community. The sixth is the conquest of Medina." I asked, "O Messenger of Allah, which Medina?" He said, "Constantinople, Istanbul." As revealed in the Hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will be born in Medina, the dictionary definition of which is a large city. According to other information provided in the Hadiths, the main center of Hazrat Mahdi's alayhis salam intellectual struggle will be Istanbul. In his commentary, Imam Al-Qurtubi says that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will emerge from the western part of the countries of Islam. In his book, Al-Isha'a li Ashrat al-Sa'a, the great Sunni scholar Barzanji says that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will come and spiritually conquer Istanbul. We are told in Al-Qurtubi's commentary that he will emerge from the countries of the Maghrib and from there will come and cross the sea. Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will be born in a great city, or Medina, in the west of the countries of Islam. And when the time for his struggle arrives, he will leave it and cross the sea to Istanbul. The Hadiths even refer to a bridge by saying that a dry path across the sea will open up for Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam. We are then told that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will enter Istanbul by that bridge. During the spiritual conquest of Constantinople, he, Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam, will plant a standard when he goes to make ablution for the morning prayer, and the water will divide in two and withdraw from him. He will cross to the other side through this path that opens and say, "O people, learn from this. The sea has parted its waters for us, just as it did for the tribe of Israel." Then they will utter the takbir, "Allah is great," again and again, and with 12 takbirs, the 12 towers of the city will collapse. The Hadith also state that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will appear with the sacred relics of our Prophet, peace be upon him. And the place where these holy relics are preserved is, of course, Istanbul. It is related from Abdullah ibn Shurafa that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will have the banner of our Prophet, peace be upon him, with him. He will appear with the camel hair banner of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That banner has four corners, is unstitched and black in color. There is a halo on it. It has not been unfurled since the death of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, but it will be opened when Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam appears. As for the signs, he, Hazrat Mahdi, will have with him the shirt, the sword, and the banner of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. That banner has never been unfurled since the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and it will not be unfurled until the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam. Bediüzzaman Said Nursi has also said, "In the light of the Hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will emerge from the erstwhile center of the Caliphate, in other words, from Istanbul. Now, The difference in the narrations about individuals like Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam and their meaning is this. Those who expounded hadiths applied the text of the hadiths to their own interpretations and commentaries. For example, since the center of power at that time was Damascus or Medina, they imagined the events connected with Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam and Sufyan in places like Basra, Kufa, and Syria, which were in the region of those centers, and expounded them accordingly. Since in early times the centers of the caliphate were in Iraq, Damascus, and Medina, on their own interpretations, the narrators showed these events as occurring close to the center of Islamic government, as though it was always going to remain thus, and said, Aleppo and Damascus. They added their own details to the succinct predictions of the hadith. As Bediüzzaman has said, the scholars who handed down the hadiths of the end times described the events of the end times in terms of the headquarters of the caliphate in their own days. The headquarters of the caliphate have changed many times from the days of our Prophet, peace be upon him, to the present. Damascus, Aleppo, Kufa, Mecca, and last of all, Istanbul. Every scholar has therefore described these places such as Iraq, Damascus, Kufa, and Medina, the centers of the caliphate in their own days, as where Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will appear. That is the reason for the difference in the accounts regarding the place where Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will come from. However, the common point in the accounts regarding the place where the events of the end times will take place is that it will be in the center of the caliphate. Bediüzzaman's statements indicate that he reached the same conclusion. The final headquarters of the caliphate was Istanbul. The caliphate was officially abolished in the early days of the last century and never moved anywhere else. The two banners of the Prophet, peace be upon him, his sword and shirt, and other holy relics are all in Istanbul. In conclusion, Istanbul is the only city to maintain this spiritual title. Therefore, it is from here that people expect Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam to appear. Allah knows best. It also appears from the hadiths handed down from our Prophet, peace be upon him, and statements made by Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, that it is from Istanbul that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will intellectually defeat those godless and satanic philosophies such as Darwinism, materialism, and atheism that strive against the moral values of the Quran. Followers in far distant places will swear allegiance to Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam. He will intellectually neutralize oppression and oppressors and will stabilize countries, and Almighty Allah will cause him to spiritually capture Istanbul. Allah will capture Constantinople, Istanbul, through his beloved friends, Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam. He will lift sickness and sorrow from them. The period when the oath of allegiance will be taken to Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam in Mecca. The period when Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will be in Mecca is a significant one in terms of the coming about of the global dominion of Quranic moral values. It is in his time in Mecca that leading Muslims will express their love for and spiritual devotion to him in the name of all Muslims. At the same time, the Meccan period equates to the final years of Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam struggle. Bediüzzaman Said Nursi refers to this time as the time of politics and governance. Allah has selected the city of Mecca as the place where believers will swear allegiance to Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, since it is a very holy site of great spiritual importance to Muslims. Allah knows the truth. Some of the hadiths on the subject read, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, a man of the people of Medina, a great city, will come to Mecca. Some of the people of Mecca will come to him, bring him out and swear allegiance to him against his will between the corner and the maqam. Hazrat Mahdi alayhis-salam will appear in Mecca in the evening with the standard, mantle, sword, signs, light and beautiful expression of our Prophet, peace be upon him. A group from the people of Mecca will bring him out from where he is against his wishes. They will swear allegiance to him between Al-Hajar al-Aswad and Abraham's Maqam. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam Jerusalem period. After his Meccan period, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will live for a long time in Jerusalem. There, he will rebuild the temple of the Prophet Solomon alayhi salam and treat Christians according to the moral values of the Gospels, Jews according to the Torah, and Muslims according to the Quran. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam will descend to Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, and the nation will live for a long time with those who come from his Ahl al-Bayt. When Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is performing the morning prayer with the believers at the Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, he will introduce the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam who has appeared, and the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam will place his hands on his shoulder and say, "The call to prayer has been issued for you, so you must lead it." And finally, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will lead the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and the believers in prayer. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam Roman period. It is also revealed in the hadiths that at a later time Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will spiritually conquer Rome. In other words, he will install the moral values of Islam there through his intellectual struggle. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and his students will capture Rome with tasbih, praise Allah, and takbir, declaration of the greatness of Allah, of Allah's greatness. How long will Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam struggle last? It is also revealed in the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will wage his struggle until he completely neutralizes all atheistic philosophies and imposes the moral values of Islam on the whole world. He will continue his struggle until people return to the truth.